This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About my singing can be sent to the trash can. Stay tuned for another opportunity to hear me go through some wonderful song. You can never tell when I'll jump in with a tune to get you going. It's the DJV show to get you going. Jennifer Horn is here, not sing. Now that I think about it, I never heard you sing.
I think I've done a few ditties for you, maybe around the holidays. Today's not that day.
I do a ditty.
I still have the Hantavirus, and it's very tense times around here.
Really? I don't think I've heard Victoria sing either.
I have not heard, no.
You probably never will.
Really? Carrot would be a songbird, though,
I guess. I'm still holding out hope for karaoke night.
Karaoke night, get it? Karaoke night.
If you're ever in a car with me, you may hear it, but otherwise, probably not.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Jennifer, let's stop singing and start talking about what's going on. Bring us around to some scintillating story that will get us all worked up here.
Let's sing about the United Nations, shall we? I think it's funny. I was just
my favorite song.
I know.
United Nations.
It's like I set you up. Okay. Well, I was thinking about this. Oh, boy, hold on.
You okay? Oh, my God.
It's just never ending. I'm going to get a bubble. I think that's what's going to happen next.
Okay.
So, no, but the thing about the United Nations, and I was just thinking about this earlier, with the news cycle, we have a 24-hour news cycle. We have more than seven full-time news channels, yet they rehash the same story over and over again. And sometimes you miss really important things that happen. So the United Nations General Assembly met this week in New York, and the president spoke, of course. But one of the big stories to come out of it that didn't get much attention, unless you pay attention to financial news, is that Donald Trump, his administration, and our country signed a trade agreement, the first of the administration to actually have a renegotiated free trade agreement after they took a tough stance on doing this on a bilateral basis with countries around the globe, with his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, who President Moon has turned out to be quite the ally for the United States. He's the one that's been trying to push us to some sort of peace agreement with Kim Jong-un. They signed a renegotiated free trade agreement on the sidelines at the U.N. General Assembly.
And at first he was a little prickly when he first got into office last year, wasn't he? Yeah.
Well, this marked the first time a U.S. president has ever finalized a major trade deal, or not any U.S. president, this U.S. president, since entering office. So this is a really big deal. And they had a signing ceremony about it in New York this week that represented key progress for proponents of free trade between partners, as Trump had laid out last year in not only a speech at the UN, but really as he was going out and rallying around the country. He said that the original agreement was a jobs killer, and he complained about its terms and how that had contributed to the growing deficit that faces us as Americans. So as part of his push to rebalance global trade in America's favor, the president also negotiated changes to NAFTA. He had that agreement that he announced with Mexico last week, but this is a big one. And so some good news, because South Korea and the United States have officially signed this agreement that should make things a whole lot more fair for the American economy and the American worker.
Woohoo! We can buy cheaper Hyundais. Hey!
Hey, those are pretty good cars, by the way.
They are much better than they used to
be. Does this affect the beauty products that come out of South Korea? Because I'd love a discount on them.
A little break? Maybe so. Maybe so. They're talking specifically about the auto industry, but I'm sure there are other things involved.
Well, my Chevy SUV, I couldn't believe it when we bought it. On the side of the sticker, it said, it gave the percentage, and I think it was 68% of the parts were assembled in South Korea. I was totally floored
by
that.
They do a ton of that. And so even when you think you're buying an American car.
It's a Chevy,
Right.
Have you noticed lately, folks, that I've started lots of sentences with so?
So?
Why are you starting
ahead,
so?
Go ahead,
Dougie. You don't like it when we do that.
Well, I know. So I'm going to have to change
my evil
ways.
So you're going to keep doing it?
So?
We're going to take a red pen to you and cross those out.
Mr. Trump says he is optimistic about the progress that's being made with North Korea. Apparently, they're working on the next North Korean summit, and the president says it will be sometime quite soon. This was also at the same time or closely related, Jennifer, to his appearance at the United Nations. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he was optimistic that we'd have a second summit quite soon. Kim Jong wrote a letter, a beautiful letter, asking for a second meeting. I'm trying to envision what
Didn't
would be.
Did he also say something before that, though,
letter,
that wasn't so beautiful? Right?
Kim Jong Un?
Yeah.
Well, lately he's been pretty good. About a month ago or maybe more, I don't know. The political timing, it all blends together now because it goes real fast. So it could be a month ago, it could be a week ago. But Mike Pompeo canceled his trip because he was supposed to go advance negotiations, and it looked like our intelligence had said that they were actually bolstering up some of their facilities. But in the last month or so after they canceled the trip, I think these guys people respond to rules and when you set lines for yourself, right? When you say, look, we are going to work with you up until this point. And it seems that every time this administration gets tougher than it once was, then all of a sudden they're kind of ready to work forward again. So who knows? Again, with Kim Jong-un, you have to be really cautious. But
right.
It certainly feels like we're in a better spot than we were a year ago.
Okay, so is it appropriate, is it Kim, capital K, J, capital Jong, and you, small U, because Jong and Un are part of the same name? I'm looking at the supreme leader of North Korea.
Yeah, Kim, and I think Kim's the last name, so, because like
Kim's
Kim Jong Il.
So
yeah,
his first name is
Jong
Un?
Well, Jong-un. Kim Jong Il was the
father.
Kim Jong Un is the son. So I would imagine Un or Il might
be 5'7". He's married to Ri Sol-ju. Went to Kim Sung University. Let's see, what else did he do? He's got a couple of brothers and sisters. A few of them have been bumped off, though, haven't they?
By him.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
but he sent him a letter first, so it was okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Look out, I'm coming
letter.
To get you. 14 past the hour. It's the DJV program.
Hey, guys. It's Victoria from the DJV show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night. And you can, too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
If memory serves, you're a fan of This Is Us.
What? Are you kidding me? You know it's my favorite show, right?
Okay, there's another show that's going to give you all the same feels.
Seriously? All right, I'm listening.
Okay, it's called New Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a doctor on a mission to heal the system.
Ooh.
And he does it by breaking every rule.
Oh, if only that doctor was real.
Hold up. It's based on a true story.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'm there. Details, please. I need some details.
New Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Coming tonight
okay.
after your favorite show, This Is Us, on NBC.
I think that's going to be a good night. Ooh, I'm getting excited.
Told ya!
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-
3 top loss. People hear me talking about Calatin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Fascinating material here on the DJV program. I just listened to 3 minutes worth of conversation about flats versus heels, and I found out that all of the ladies that are on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schellen, are number one taller than I am. And I don't know whether the flats developed because they felt they should wear flat shoes when they're with me, or not, and maybe it didn't have anything to do with me.
Well, the most interesting heels. Thing I found out is wearing flats apparently means you've given up on life. So
yes,
that's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
It's
all right.
Weird. I always feel like that when I put on flats.
The world has turned a new leaf. There's a new, very creative way to ship cocaine, apparently. Shipment of bananas.
Listen up, kids. Oh, this one's for you. You're looking at how to ship some coke.
Apparently very ripe, if you'll pardon the pun. Department officers went to pick up 2 pallets of donated fruit to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, and they found out something was off a bit about the weight of the boxes. One of the sergeants noticed one of the boxes didn't seem quite right. So he looked a bit deeper, removed the box off one of the pallets, took a look inside, saw something extraordinarily suspicious. In the boxes, officials discovered 540 packages of cocaine hidden among the bundles of bananas, drugs worth 18 mil. The donation came from the Port of America in Freeport, Texas. It's unclear who or when the cocaine entered the shipment. This isn't the first time drug smugglers have tried to use fruit to hide contraband. Last year, a couple of tons of marijuana was disguised as limes. I'm trying to get across the border between Texas and Mexico. 34,000 of the fake fruit packages discovered by an imaging inspection system and a canine team. The drugs are valued, those drugs are $789,000. So marijuana is cheap in comparison to cocaine, right?
I've never purchased cocaine, so I don't know what the street value is, but I would guess absolutely, yeah, it's a lot more
expensive. So are we to assume from that you have purchased marijuana?
You're such a good listener.
I know, right?
Well.
Only when it's legal.
Ah, good.
I don't do anything illegal.
That's good. No, I know. I understand that. I have great faith in you. Okay, I guess from the continuing focus on what you put up your nose, here in England, or not here in England, we're not in England, 1 in 10 English people are predicted to be smokers in the next 5 years or so.
Wait a second.
And what?
What are we putting up our nose?
I know, right?
Smoke.
Cigarettes. Cigarettes up our nose.
Okay.
Gotcha. Right. Well, that's a visualization.
Follow along, Kara.
Follow the bouncing ball. Forecasts have been made. There was a study suggesting 400,000 people gave up smoking in England last year. So they have 6 million smokers, 14% of the population, which really surprises me. Anybody who spent any time in England, used to be when I first started going over there in the 70s, a lot of people smoked.
Yeah.
But now it's way, way down.
It's
going to
help those choppers, don't you think, for the English?
The choppers?
Their teeth.
Oh! Well, it does a lot.
You would hope.
Lungs, your looks, right? Anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, no more smoking in England. Let's move there. 21 after the hour.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Time here on the DJD program with Jennifer and Victoria and I, listening with you to Celine Dion, who has announced that her residency at the Coliseum at Caesars is concluding. Last time I checked, she'd been there 8 years. Yep, 8 years. So it'll
eight
be over
years?
Next
That's
year.
Not any more than that.
8 years, really?
Did she go and come back? Is that what it was?
Hmm.
She took a little break when her husband died, but I don't think she moved away from Vegas.
Because
she's been there the whole time.
I saw her in... It was before... I mean, with one of my great friends. We went before she even got married, and we were in our early 20s. So she's had to have been there, unless
Oh, it might not have been the residency, though. Maybe she was...
Just there.
It
just
was
hanging out.
Yeah. It was a residency, for sure. It wasn't, like, just a one-off show.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, it was supposed to wrap up on January 20th of next year, and then they added more dates, so she's now going to wrap up June 8th of next year. So they've had a good run there. Pre-sale for the final shows from February the 26th to June 8th, available starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time today for members of her fan club. And then the general public gets the ability to buy the tickets a couple of days, beginning on Friday, in fact. So if you're a Celine Dion fan, want to see her one more time, do her warbling, then you can...
Maybe she's going to start making new music.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long time.
I'm not a huge fan of Celine Dion. I respect the heck out of her because she's got an amazing voice. But
yeah,
go see this show. And she's amazing. You'll find yourself cheering away. Yep.
I do like some of the songs. Like the song is right there right now. Crack that up, Carol, will you please? From that movie with Robert Redford.
Yeah, it was great.
And who is
Michelle
the news
Pfeiffer.
Anchor? Michelle Pfeiffer. Thank you very much, Victoria. It was a very good movie. Very good movie.
I
also noticed,
because
as
I
an aside,
up on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, on. This is her second residency that she's doing now. She had another one in 2003, I think, is when that one started. Is that what you're seeing, Jen?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep moving here. 26 past the hour into the Debbie Harry department. Blondie hosting kind of an eclectic cultural exchange during Blondie in Havana in March next year, four-day event. Tickets will include two career-spanning sets from the band, museum visits, photography, architectural tours, meals. 5-star hotel accommodations, meet and greet and photo opportunities, and performances from Cuban artists and musicians as well. I'd kind of like to take that in myself. Actually, if it was over a weekend, that sounds very interesting. Blondie's going to perform a couple of sets at Havana's Teatro Mella venue, recruiting a lot of Cuban musicians. There are some really good Cuban musicians. A lot of good bands down there. Yeah.
I think this would be awesome.
I think it would be a lot of fun. Yeah, exactly.
When you add in all the architecture, the art, the culture, the food, it's like an amazing vacation.
I would like to go down on, if it were something that would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'd like to go down on Thursday and try to figure out how to do the program. The technology down there is so bad that I'm not sure I'd be able to get a program, or at least my end of it, back here. But I want to do a program from Havana. I've actually never been to Cuba because it got closed down when I was a kid, and never have I had the chance to go there. Although somebody suggested that I could, if I wanted to go at a point when Castro was being extremely nasty to the U.S., I was invited to go down and do a program with him. I don't know how far that would have gone. But anyway, registration begins this Friday for this event. Again, March 14th to the 18th. Pricing for the trip, hotel included, $2,700 to $5,600 for the 4 days. Not cheap, but probably worth it if you're into all of this stuff. Blondie released her 11th and most popular recent album, Pollinator, last year. Her upcoming EP, Blondie Heart of Glass, comes out October 26th.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We want to have transparency. We want to have openness.
President Trump leaving some suspense about what's going to happen with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The president asked while in New York yesterday for the UN General Assembly what he's planning to do when it comes to Rosenstein, who's reportedly either planning to resign or expecting to be fired.
I'm meeting with Rod Rosenstein on Thursday when I get back from all of these meetings, and we'll be meeting at the White House, and we'll be determining what's going on.
Comic legend Bill Cosby to be sentenced today after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer back in 2004. The DA wants 5 to 10 years in prison, saying Cosby hasn't shown remorse. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Sunny times are here on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJB. Hey, so excited about being here.
You're getting it's ahead of yourself today.
JV, I am. My tongue gets caught sometimes behind my eye teeth when I feel really good, too, like I do today. I can't see what I'm saying. But you'll be able to make it out. Mostly, as I sort of sit back, relax, and listen to Victoria Keelan bring us up to date on one of today's important stories. So Jennifer and Kara and all of us are going to listen intently to Victoria.
Well, there's a hashtag that you may start seeing a lot more of. It's called hashtag why I didn't report. And it is a response. It's sort of an adjunct to the Me Too movement. It's a response indirectly to President Trump when he was talking about Christine Ford, that if her experience with assault had been that bad, that she would have filed a police report. And so a lot of other women came forward, started this hashtag why I didn't report, and are basically telling their side of the story, why they didn't report things to the police. Alyssa Milano is actually one of the more vocal celebrities. She said, quote, "It took me years after my assault to voice the experience to my closest friends. It took me 3 decades to tell my parents that the assault had even happened. I never filed a police report. I never told officials. I never tried to find justice for my pain because justice was never an option. For me, speaking up meant reliving one of the worst moments of my life. It meant recognizing my attacker's existence when I wanted nothing more than to forget. So a lot of similar stories are coming forward now with that hashtag. You'll probably see that across social media, a lot of women sharing that. And you know what? Trump is tone deaf on that with his tweets about it. But you know what? He's not unlike many, many other men and even women who have never been sexually assaulted. A lot of women pass judgment on victims of assault and say, oh, well, if it was that bad, you should have told someone. And
there are lots of people passing lots of judgment.
Lots of judgment. Yeah. And it's a shame. And I think that it's good that the victims now feel like, you know, even if it's just a hashtag, a lot of women are coming forward saying that they're finding strength and solidarity among each other.
You know, it's important to have this opportunity, and you want to hear from them instead of these phony balonies like Michael Avenatti, who has never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to make love to. So he's bringing around these people, and it gets in the way of the stories, I think, anyway. Guys like that get in the way of the stories. Jennifer, can I ask you about Rod Rosenstein and what actually is going on? I don't mean to slight you, Victoria, but usually Jennifer may be on top of this stuff more because she talks about it more on her other program than we talk about it here.
I've been studying Rod, the hot rod.
Well, he's meeting with the president later this week, right? Is that true?
On Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
What's the purpose of the meeting?
So the recap of the story, the recap of the story is that on Friday, the New York Times in the afternoon released a piece that said Rod Rosenstein, who was put in, remember Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. So he's the deputy attorney general, but he's in charge of the Russia investigation and Bob Mueller. And Andrew McCabe, you just have to know who these people are to kind of make all this make sense. Andrew McCabe was the person who worked at the FBI. He was the second highest at the FBI, deputy director under James Comey. When Comey was fired, Andrew McCabe became the acting director of the FBI. So in May of 2017, after Comey was fired, Andrew McCabe had stepped into this role, and he was taking memos. He was taking contemporaneous notes about his meetings. And now Andrew McCabe is under criminal investigation for leaking and some other charges. So they're reviewing his documents. Well, one of the memos they came across said that Rod Rosenstein had said that he wanted to wire himself when he was interacting with the president, so that he could give the audio to the cabinet members of the administration so that they could vote on invoking the 25th Amendment, which means that you can be removed from office if you are deemed unfit by your cabinet. Now, Rod Rosenstein completely denies the story. He said that it is not true, but it did leak out in the New York Times, and it is apparently pretty easy to verify because it's backed up in Andrew McCabe's memo, in his memos. So he's saying he didn't do it. Other people are suggesting maybe he said it as a joke. But the point is, the president now has to decide, do I keep this guy on or do I fire him? And many people on the right, Republicans, are telling Trump to keep him because they think it will look like obstruction of justice if Trump tries to fire him, that this will arm Democrats with obstruction of justice arguments, even if this was completely justified. So yesterday, Axios, or earlier in the week, actually, Axios reported that that Rosenstein had drafted his resignation letter and that he had verbally given it to John Kelly, who's the chief of staff for the president. So all of this hullabaloo about the media, and Rosenstein shows up at the White House for a scheduled meeting expecting to be fired, if you believe the media reports. And Trump just said, look, we'll meet Thursday and we'll talk about it. He did in front of the media, actually. He said, Rod, I'm going to talk to him on Thursday. He said that at the UN. Alan Dershowitz, who has become maybe one of the fairest thinkers, I think, in all of this.
Not
crazy
something you would have put those words together 10 years ago.
You're right. But with all this craziness on both sides of the aisle, Alan Dershowitz said, you know, Trump shouldn't fire this guy. He should put him under oath and ask him about it. And I think that's right. We don't always believe the reporting of the New York Times. If it is true, let's ask him about it.
You mean all the news that fit to print isn't always in the New York Times? Oh, wow,
sometimes
Jennifer.
It's not true. Yeah.
Jeepers crow.
Yeah, so that's the story. Did I do okay there?
Yeah, I did fine. Thank you.
All right.
Very good, clear suggestions of what's right and wrong. So now, Victoria, I'm going to come to you, if I may, for your expertise. I find you to be the most credible, other than Nicole. You know, I think in terms of what's going on in the world of technology, you're the most credible person I know. So,
thank
Instagram
you.
Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger are the two people running Instagram, which was owned by Facebook. Mm-hmm. Why are they getting booted by Zimmerman? By what's his name? Katzenberg? What's going on?
Mark Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg, him too. And why are they? Why does this affect people using Instagram? You think when the leadership changes, it affects what happens? Because Instagram is very popular, maybe more popular, more used by people than Facebook, at least younger people. What do you think about him? About him firing these two guys?
I don't know the reason behind it. All I know is I saw a headline: the CEO and co-founder abruptly resigns to explore curiosity and creativity again. What that sounds like to me is that he wanted to do stuff that
Zuckerberg didn't want to do.
Yeah, and that if this was a band, they would be breaking up for creative differences. So that's kind of what it feels like to me. But to answer your question, I don't think that anybody who's an Instagram user cares. As long as the format isn't affected and it doesn't change it, I don't think anyone really cares who's running Twitter or Facebook. Or Mark Zuckerberg is the most visible of all of them because he and Facebook are kind of one and the same. And then there was a movie about it and the whole thing. But I think other than that, no one cares who's running these platforms as long as you're getting what you want from it.
Yep. All right, I would agree. Thank you for the explanation. 10 years for Cosby, yes or no? People in the News, part two. 10 years, judge has been asked by the prosecutors to give him 5 to 10 in state prison. Who thinks that's going to happen? And is this sort of to get him? He was found guilty of sexually assaulting one person, but he's been accused or charged with it by dozens.
Three counts he was found guilty, so for each count it holds 10 years. Ooh. So he could get 30. So if he gets 5 to 10, that's pretty fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the interesting things that I saw was I think they had a psychologist there or a therapist or someone, and they were talking about, based on his actions, he's the kind of person who's likely to repeat doing that kind of thing. And I know, Jen, you say stuff like this all the time, that you don't believe people like that do it one time. So, I don't know. Even though he's an old guy, that's why I think it's fair that he goes to jail, because why? He committed a crime. Just because he's old?
Not a crime. I think you can take his money. The judge says to him, all right, this woman, you damaged her life. You need to write her a check for $4 million.
Well, what do they do then? Stick him in his house and keep him on house arrest? Just because you're old doesn't mean you're not dangerous.
It's not a civil trial. This is a criminal trial, so he can't just offer a payout anymore. But I would say he's probably going to get, I saw some people speculating, probably 3 years or less. The question will be, will the judge let him stay home during the appeal process? Because he is going to tie this up and he is going to appeal it. So do you stay home under house arrest or do you go to jail? And that'll be telling to see if the judge is favorable to Cosby or not based on that decision. Because he's not going to stay in jail for 10 years, that's for sure. He's definitely going to appeal this.
Yeah. All right. A focus on more people in the news right after this 44 past the hour on the DJV show.
I'm Al Peterson, reporting for Cummins. Do you have a plan in the event of severe weather or a disaster? Cheryl Nelson, disaster preparedness expert, offers her tips on how to make sure your home, your family, and your pets are safe. Cheryl, why should people be thinking about disaster preparedness now?
Well, September is National Preparedness Month, and a recent survey conducted by Cummins revealed that 75% of people who experienced hurricanes and power outages wish that they were more prepared with basics like food, water, flashlights, batteries, and backup power.
What types of things should we do now to prepare?
Severe weather and upcoming fall and winter storms can lead to power outages from wind and fallen trees, which can be costly and dangerous. Having a standby generator like a Cummins Quiet Connect means that your power can be restored the minute it goes out and will stay on for the duration of an outage. These professionally installed generators can restore power to your entire home for comfort, safety, and peace of mind.
What are some other important tips?
Ensure that your yard is free of debris and that any trees that could topple onto power lines are safely trimmed. Have a family communicated plan and assemble a disaster prep kit that includes necessities like bottled water, blankets, non-perishable food, prescription refills, batteries, device chargers, single dollar bills, and a NOAA weather radio.
Thanks, Cheryl. For more information, visit Cummins.com/weatherprep. That's Cummins.com/weatherprep.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
If memory serves, you're a fan of This Is Us.
What? Are you kidding me? You know it's my favorite show, right?
Okay, there's another show that's going to give you all the same feels.
Seriously? All right, I'm listening.
Okay, it's called New Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a doctor on a mission to heal the system.
Ooh.
And he does it by breaking every rule.
Oh, if only that doctor was real.
Hold up. It's based on a true story.
Ooh, okay, I'm there. Details, please. I need some details.
New Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Coming tonight after your favorite show, This Is Us, on NBC.
I think that's going to be a good night. Ooh, I'm getting excited.
Told ya!
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 47 after the hour in the DJV program. Let's see more people in the news. Joandrea McAtee. Joandrea McAtee is a dummy. She's a school bus driver arrested after she let three students drive the bus. And, of course, the incident was caught on video and posted on Twitter.
Kids were all filming it. It was so dumb.
Right.
And she was. And here's the thing, though. The scary thing about this video, it is worth watching. But she's not even sitting in the seat behind the wheel, you know, where you can then let, like, not that I would even condone this, but she's not just letting a kid sort of hold the wheel with her. The kid takes over the whole seat, and she's standing completely away from the steering wheel behind the kid, saying, all right, put your foot on the brake, steer to the left.
Are their feet even long enough to reach the brakes?
There's one little girl driving this bus. It's crazy. And how she even thought that that was okay to do. And every kid's filming it.
Okay.
It was so dumb.
So now, relive with me some of my earlier days, my ill-spent youth. I was on a farm as a kid, grew up on the farm around the cows. The farm had the school buses in town. And it was my job on the weekend to sweep the buses. I used to get 50 cents a bus or 80 cents a bus to sweep the buses up. And I wanted to learn how to fuel the buses. So at 8 years old, I started. I watched. Uncle Sam was like my second father. He ran the farm, and I watched him as he drove the bus. So I started the bus, and I drove it into the gas pump when I was 8 years old.
Yeah, you were the only one on the bus, though. You weren't in charge of a bunch
of
other kids.
That's true. I was the only one. It was in the barnyard. I was the only one, but it was my first experience. I actually drove a tractor about that same time, but I thought this is bad. And I couldn't reach. I was at that age, I was probably 4'8 or something. I don't know. It wasn't 5 feet tall yet. Of course, you ladies are happy to remind me that I'm shorter than all three of you.
Yes.
But I can touch the pedals now. Thank you very much. Yes.
And not even a phone book under there.
No, I don't need a phone book. No, I'm all set. Thanks. 10 before the hour in the DJV program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com
or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
In the doctor book today is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is an Anuka chiropractor. He also is a GAPS practitioner. We give him his credentials and his bona fides every time we can here on this program. He's here to help us out with lots of different sorts of things. There have been lots of discussions. I use lots in the same sentence twice, which is usually a no-no, but in this instance, I'm trying to underscore, Jack, something very important, because there has been, in the last year or two, a lot of focus on vitamin D. Sunshine, I remember as a kid, used to be referred to as sunshine vitamin D, but the importance of it seems to continue to be a focal point of doctors, whether they be on your side, the more sometimes innovative, creative, not necessarily always based on evidence, but your gut. And now there is evidence, though, of from a number of trials that shows that if you are supplementing with vitamin D, it can help you in a specific area. Although I've always thought that vitamin D was important. As a matter of fact, you taught me vitamin D was necessary for calcium to be at its highest benefit to your system, right? Didn't you teach me that a number of years ago?
Yeah, that's the number one job of vitamin D, is to absorb calcium into the gut from our digestive system. So it has other functions. It has a lot of other functions in the human body, but its number one job is to absorb calcium. There are some tests you can do to tell whether or not you've got enough calcium in the system or not, but that's its number one job. And this report that I forwarded to you here out of the Cochrane Review was the relationship between adequate levels of vitamin D and decreased serious attacks of asthma. This is for, you know, asthmatic children as well as asthmatic adults.
Right.
And what they found in they conducted a review of 9 different vitamin D trials, 435 kids, 658 adults, and when there was an adequate level of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, their a level of serious asthmatic attacks was cut by half compared to those who had lower levels of vitamin D. And that's why I always stress a food-based source of vitamin D. Mm-hmm. We're talking about cotton.
Well, you stress a food-based source of any supplement.
Yes.
Every supplement is food-based.
Yeah. Well, what kind of, Mother Nature kind of designed us that way, that our nutrition come from food, not from a laboratory. And so the primary source of vitamin D for anybody is sunshine, of course. But as we move towards fall and winter now, where we do not get the direct rays of the sun, it's necessary for supplementation. So Mary and I are always taking cod liver oil. There's a Cataplex D from Standard Process that's obtained from food.
So let me. What did you say? What kind of oil are you taking?
Cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil is vitamin D?
Oh, yes, vitamin D and vitamin
A. How is that different from any other, from omega omega oils?
All animal oils have a mixture of the omega-3s and omega-6s and omega-9. They're all present, but in deep ocean fish, you have a preponderance of omega-3s. That's an essential fatty acid that's absolutely necessary for certain functions in the body. Cod liver oil also has some omega-3 in it, but it has a preponderance of vitamin D and vitamin A. So any kind of animal oil, like any fish oil, will have all of those, but it depends on what you're after. So I do take omega-3, the fish oils, but I also take cod liver for the vitamin D effect.
All right, so this is going to show up in our podcast next week, gooddayhealthshow.com, I'm sure of that. It's very important. This is a very important bit of information that you probably didn't have before, and that's one of the reasons that having Jack here is so worthwhile. Here's another reason to underscore the value of things like Life Change Tea, which cleans up your colon. GAPS practitioner that he and his wife are at their clinic in Salt Lake City, they see unhealthy colons all the time. You may have one if you've been eating a lot of the wrong things, like meat stuffs you up, especially if it isn't cooked well. There are a lot of things that can plug up your colon. One of the things to do to unplug it is to go to getthetea.com. The website, getthetea.com, and order Life Change Tea. It will clean everything up, and you will feel so much better, healthier. Everything that makes you alive starts in your gut. So let's face it, Life Change Tea cleanses all the toxins and stuff out. Get it now at getthetea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.